Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour. Included in the email blast will be 25 reasons why we need to preserve our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. You know, Josh, how many reasons do you think we need? I think one will do.
Yeah.
You know, one will do. But, you know,
protect
there's 20.
My family, that's probably the most important one.
That's right. And it's all in the email blast. 25 reasons. If you need more than one, okay, there's 25 there. Also, there was a bunch of copycat things that occurred over the event. You know, I couldn't believe this. One guy is stopped in New Jersey, and they said, where are you going? And he said, I'm on the way to kill somebody. I don't know. Do you really think? He said, I'm on the way to kill my boss. That's what he said.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he had weapons and arsenal and all that kind of fit right into the picture, the perfect picture. And they probably said, you're the guy we need. There are all kinds of copycat jokers, they're saying. They had one in another theater that got a phone call, went out the back door just for grins. I mean, nobody does that just for grins. It's trying to keep this story alive is what they're trying to do. Anyway, there was another incident that occurred in which 13 people were died in an accident in which a truck that was carrying more than 20 people when the accident took place. The truck was currently at the is currently now at the Goliad Sheriff's Office trying to figure out why the accident occurred. But 13 out of the 20 people were killed in San Antonio outside of San Antonio. But you didn't even hear that on the news when 13 people are killed. But if they're in a theater and a guy with orange hair who has a wig on, then you hear all about that. U.S. military is going to call on use force at the 2012 political conventions. Antiwar.com says the U.S. military will be on call to respond and use force in case of unrest at this year's Democratic and Republican conventions. Now, the Democratic one is going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Republican one is going to be in Tampa, Florida. Same conventions, just different cities. In a disturbing illustration of the creepy militarization of the day, though, U.S. Northern Command has admitted that the Army will aid domestic law enforcement if they're called upon. You can bet they'll be called upon, too. Take
no
that one to the bank.
No more posse comitatus.
Yes, that's right. CBO, Congressional Budget Office, says that Obamacare, oops, it's going to cost $4 billion more in taxes than we thought. Oops, darn it, man, we just can't quite get it right, can we? $4 billion. The former CEO of Wells Fargo, Richard Kovacevich, says, he talks about the Fed requiring banks to take bailout funds. The Fed and the government needed the money to be loaned out to increase the money supply, which we all knew here at the Power Hour, thanks to Bob Chapman. But by giving member banks more money, the Fed wanted them to loan it out to the public, which would create even more money.
Right.
Kovacevich said that the regulators simply failed to do their jobs, that no new regulations were needed. TARP was simply a cover-up for regulators' corruption and negligence. The financiers profited tremendously from the market collapse, a collapse that they knew was coming because they saw the enormous leverage and risk leaders were taking. They know what's going on, and they keep saying, gee, we just can't figure out where to find jobs. Well, why don't you quit giving the incentives to go to China with everything, and then maybe we would have them here? They knew exactly why there's no jobs. They've been sending them so fast, getting them out of this country, and creating crime, creating chaos, creating homelessness, creating all these things that are ensuing. Just crazy. The mysterious booms are returning to Wisconsin. I've been hearing some strange sounds, too.
Really?
And I don't know what's going on in this world.
I think people are getting in some target practice. I've heard quite a bit of shooting
really?
Around our place, yeah.
Snow and sleet north of Idaho. Can you believe that? Nebraska wildfire scorches 92 acres. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the one and only Stan Deo. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us today. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. At least we're not responsible for the outcome, just the next right and honorable thing. And because of the Stan Deo joining us today, by the way, Stan Deo has held above top security clearance. He worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, heavily involved in computer programming, senior systems analyst, research physicist, marine architect, advanced propulsion engineer. I don't know, this sounds too good to be true here. Author of two books and six scientific papers. Partner in Deo Enterprises. Amateur archaeologist, TV documentary television host for several years, Eye of the Storm. University lecturer, biblical student. He learned Hebrew to understand the Bible. Public lecture on world events. He also talks about the UFO deception and its real intent. We're so pleased to have him join us here today. And that's why Stan, that's why Josh is in the audience with us today, or in the studio, is because Stan Deo is joining us. Thank you so much, Stan, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you for inviting me, Joyce and Josh.
Did you do all that stuff? Did you really do all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago, I guess. But, yes, I did.
Wow. Well, anyway, I since you're in Colorado, if you don't mind me saying that, I'm really curious because everybody's talking about it, and I've been told by some of my listeners that I'm too unbalanced on the this subject. But any thoughts that you have on what happened in Aurora, Colorado?
Well, are you talking about the one in the Springs or in Aurora?
I'm talking about the one in Aurora with the theater.
Okay, yeah. Look. Yeah, I thought you were talking fire. You're talking the guy that shot everybody.
Right.
There's still a lot of reports coming in on what happened there. There's some confusing reports between the eyewitnesses that were inside the theater and the official line. Some of the eyewitness reports inside the theater said that the smoke bomb that was thrown came from a direction where the bad guy wasn't, on the other side of the theater, which would indicate that someone else was involved in it. One witness said that they saw someone make a phone call on his cell phone and get up and walk out the exit and put something there to keep the exit open,
right,
which sounds like it could have been the shooter that we know about. I think the jury is still out on what has really happened there. It would be interesting to see what the witness statements are when they do go to trial.
Well, what we're finding out, though, is that things are not as they seem, just as it was in the shooting in Arizona also. So, it's you know, my purpose in covering this so much is because I want people to ask questions, and I want people to talk about this. Because, Stan, I got to tell you, I am finding from the people that I communicate with, and I'm talking about the average Joe who probably doesn't even know the Power Hour exists. The average Joe is saying, man, this thing stinks. It stinks from high heavens. And that's what we want people to think and understand, is that we're being lied to.
Yeah, I know. I just find it very coincidental that in an election year, you know, just a few months away from the actual election, if it takes place, we have something occur like this, which cries out for gun control while they're trying to sign a UN treaty to take our guns away. I mean, I just find it very coincidental, don't you?
Yeah, Holly and I were talking about that last night, your wife Holly, because it does make a lot of sense when you think in the construction of things and the agenda of things. So, you know, I'm just glad that everybody's asking questions, and that's our whole goal here, is to encourage people to ask questions, which is the last thing you're supposed to do by the government, is to ask any questions. You're supposed to accept whatever they say. But the asking questions about what's going on with the weather also, I mean, it is so bizarre. We got snow and ice north of Idaho. We got the derechos in Indiana, which I'd like for you to speak about that. We've lost all of our grass, our hay, everything here in the Midwest, our crops. And yet the government could seed the clouds if they wanted to, because they have the seeding abilities, but they're not doing it. What are your thoughts on what's happening with the weather?
Well, it's going to get worse. Holly and I have put up a thing on the website there. If you go to standeo.com and scroll down to where there's a microphone next to the Power Hour line, you'll see view show images at the end of that line. If you click on there, the first thing that comes up is a picture of the derecho. And if you click on that, then you will see a graph, or two graphs I've put up there to show the increase in the derechos, which is really extraordinary. In the last decade, they have really, really, really picked up. It's like for the last 40 years or 30 years, I guess, I've plotted that. And what you see is that from 1973 to 2012, there are four decades there, there's a curve showing the trend, and it is an exponential curve when it hits 2003 through 2012. Now, some of the derechos have been, you know, minor, but we've been having some serious ones, as you know, and if you look at the year-by-year derechos graph, you can see that from, oh gosh, I guess about 2006, we started to have three or more per year on average, and 1 year, five. Now, we're only partway into this year, three-quarters maybe, and we've had three derechos. Now, a derecho, I think these have been primarily caused by an interaction with the ambient weather and the jet stream, which does, you know, kind of dictate the clouds over the United States, especially in your area or the Northeast. This is going to get worse, in my opinion, because of the heating of the planet from the sun. But back in the late 90s, Holly and I were talking about it, and I think on one radio show I even mentioned it, we're going to see hurricanes over land. Now, a real spinning hurricane, not just a derecho, which is a straight line wide event, but a spinning hurricane. And we nicknamed them then Landicane, and I think we're going to call these derechos Stormicanes, because they're huge, frightening storms with hurricane force winds, but along a really long front, straight front, basically straight, a little bit curved, but these things, I think, are going to intensify for the next year or two, maybe three, as the sun goes through its grand solar maximum, which we have never seen before. These are rare, and we're not exactly sure what the government knows about this. But there is something going on behind the scene, warning families of people that have beepers on them that are either Border Patrol or other highly placed first responders in the United States. And they're looking for a serious event between now and October, I'm pretty sure, from what we've been able to determine.
Okay, now, are you saying that relates to the weather or to other events?
I think it'll relate to the sun and the weather. Maybe massive coronal mass ejections, maybe electric fires started along the power grid from a CME that causes arcs to the ground where the drought has just made everything a tinderbox. But they are expecting something very serious. We are getting this from so many different sources at the moment inside various agencies that I'm going to believe it now.
Okay, let me just add one other thing. I was talking to Holly about this last night, that one of the gentlemen that listens to this program, he said that there was an event that occurred in Inglewood, Colorado, where in a three-block radius, all the cars shut down. It would have been Tuesday, Monday. It would have been Monday because I got this yesterday. All the cars shut down in a three-mile radius with the signs. All of the traffic signs were down also. And then it took about 10 minutes. Then they could restart their vehicles. Now, what could that, you know, they were considering that might be an EMP, but an EMP, as Holly said, you know, you couldn't restart your car if that had been an EMP.
Well, you can have a coronal mass ejection that does ionize the air. And now, like with UFO sightings, which have been close to vehicles, they've caused their spark plugs to short out and the engines die. And when the thing leaves, you can restart your car. Now, I know that a lot of the traffic lights run on about 150 kilohertz trigger, which is 150,000 cycles. So you can say that whatever did hit that area was probably inclusive of that range, and it probably just rapidly made the air very conductive so the car engine shorted out. What I don't understand is why it didn't kill their onboard computers, you know, the control your engine speed, mm-hmm. stuff like that. It might be some other thing. I mean, we're close to the Army base here to Fort Carson where we are. And from time to time, I mean, not regularly, but every 6 months to a year, we'll find one or both of our garage doors will just open all of a sudden by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we think this is something to do with, ground training of the troops there, some frequency they use. It might be for urban warfare, so they can just open garages by pushing a button. I don't know.
Did you see the story?
Going on that we don't know.
Yeah, did you see the story? The Navy admitted that in Connecticut they're having that problem because they're working on the same frequency, and the Navy is opening the garage doors, and they can't stop the problem in Connecticut.
I didn't see that story, but I believe it.
Yeah, they admitted to it.
I have no doubt that's what's happening, yeah.
So
doesn't that kind of spook you out when you think about it? If the government wants to come in and start, collecting people or doing weapons searches or whatever, and you don't want to open your door, they just push a button and your garage door open and they come.
Wow. Yes. And if they know the frequency for garage door, do they know the frequency for other things also?
Like
your mind.
Interesting point. Yes. I guess we could all be put to sleep or just look like a robots or something, or zombies for a few minutes while they do what they want to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, frequency is frequency, and it can be used for other things also, good and bad. And, you know, and I know people think, oh, well, your garage door going up, no big deal. Well, unless you got your dog in there or your car gets stolen or house penetrated or whatever. But it is a big deal, if you ask me.
It makes you not want to evacuate when they say you've got to evacuate your area because there's a gas spill or there's a fire coming or whatever. A lot of people had their houses broken into and their cars broken into here in Colorado Springs, and we had the fire and everybody had to evacuate. Well, the thieves just came in and had a heyday.
Yeah, and I heard that you were in the, you were almost affected by that fire, correct?
Well, the wind changed and took it north, and we had a small fire start about 20 miles from us down the road, but they put that out quickly. But Holly and I have prepared. I mean, we've got our own fire pumps and water tanks and firefighting gear here that runs on gasoline so that we could fight a fire for probably an hour and a half here.
Wow.
Throwing out a 160-foot stream of water, inch and a half in diameter. So
wow.
Our neighbors love us.
Yeah, I bet they do. I bet they do. Your local fireman there, too. We'll be back after this four-minute break with Stan Deo. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls in the next hour. Not this hour, but in the next hour.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh and when the sun is out.
Oh, welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. That's served better than AC/DC you played earlier, isn't it? Thunderstruck.
That was by request.
That was by, yeah. I didn't know what it was, but I will never do that again. Anyway, we are talking to Sandeo today and appreciate him joining us. We're going to be talking about the weather, some alien, potential alien events that might be occurring, because there's just so many things that are in a state of chaos or flux right now, that it's anything could tip it over. No, you know, whether it's financial, the Middle East situation, it's all by design, which we know. And Sam, we were talking about the derecho. I know Erin, one of our producers, lives in Indiana. She's never even heard of a derecho before, and they've been hit by two of them recently. And even yesterday, they lost all their power again as a result of this derecho. Now, what is this derecho? Where does it come from, and why are we just now hearing about it?
We haven't had a lot of them until the last decade. We've had, as you can see on the graph on the website there, we've had them increasingly since 1969. But the last decade has really seen a huge increase in that, and I do think it's part of this increasing activity, energy output of the sun. It is going through a stage that none of us, at least in the civilian quarter, had thought would happen. It's not a high sunspot period for the sun, but it's a solar maximum where we're seeing energy coming out of coronal mass ejections and flares. And these things are putting out 1,000 times more gamma radiation than they normally would for, say, like, you know, a reasonably small CME. It's just, there's something unusual about the sun, and since 1992, we have known in the civilian quarter that it's increasing its UV output and two bandwidth, but I think it's grown larger than that now with the last year. These derechos are a function of increased heat on the planet, and it's coming from the sun, not from cow gas or anything else. The huge majority of it comes from the sun. Now,
so are you saying you're not a proponent of global warming?
No, I'm a proponent of sun getting hotter, you know, and all the planets feeling the result of that. The Earth is not the only planet that's heating up over its norm. Many other of the inner planets are as well. We're seeing it in the data we get from NASA probes, and we're seeing it in photographs of the polar regions and various spectral bandwidths. Things are heating up. Look at our North Pole. I mean, Greenland, the top cover of ice, disappeared in 4 days here recently, and that's a news story that you'll see on the website. When you heat a planet rapidly, like it's happening now from the sun, that energy goes into the electromagnetic field, and it goes into the atmosphere, and it goes, if the planet has water, into that. It goes into the whole weather system, the whole climate system. And I've seen it before, when a coronal mass ejection from the sun hits the planet, and it's a big one, it will dump electromagnetic energy inside the planet through the magnetic field around the Earth that goes in the poles, and it will reappear as heat spots under the oceans or land and bounce around for a day or two while it's being absorbed. And when it bounces around, it'll heat an area in the ocean, a circular pattern, maybe 600 miles to 1,000 miles in diameter. Now, you know, I tracked that before the Navy stopped letting us have access to the sea surface temperature anomaly, so I know it happened. Now, when it does, like it is now, consistently get hotter and hotter, it forces the weather machine of the Earth to become very disparate or very extreme wet, extreme dry, extreme heat, extreme cold. So for the next few seasons, 2 or 3 years, we're going to see real problems with the weather. We may see the biblical, you know, epics of big 50-pound hailstones coming down because these weather machines will be so dynamic.
Oh, my gosh. What about, I mean, let's bring it back to the present right now. We're burning up here in Missouri. The animals, I feel so sorry for them. You know, we're encouraging people to put out water for the wild animals, a pail of water. Everything's burning up. The crops are burning up. There is no corn. There is no soybean. There is no wheat. I mean, it's just devastated. Is there an end in sight to the drought here in the Midwest?
I don't think so. I think we're going to see increasing drought across the planet. And, of course, all the countries, third world countries, have been depending on us for grain loans, are going to be sorely short of supply. We're going to be seeing increased prices for all the corn derivative products in our food chain on the shelves. You know, the price is going to go up because it's not going to be there. I mean, even beef's being affected. Pork prices are going to be affected. Dairy products, I mean, you just watch. It's going to hit here in the next few months, and it's not going to go away for a while. We're seeing, if it's not heat and drought, it's flood.
That's right. That's right. Josh's father just sold off all their, Josh and his dad just sold off all their cattle because there's nothing to feed them here in the state of Missouri. So it's it's bad. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Stan Deo. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
That's dedicated to Stan and Holly Deo. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and to all you Power Hour listeners, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for wanting to know the truth. We're striving to know the truth here at the Power Hour, I got to tell you. It's all about the truth, and we're not responsible for the outcome, so that takes some pressure off. It still doesn't make you sleep a whole lot better. I want to encourage you all to get the Cosmic Conspiracy by Stan Deo. It's $29.95. It's normally $60 at the Power Hour, and the sale ends July 27th. So please get this final edition of the Cosmic Conspiracy at the Power Hour. Also, Dare to Prepare, the third edition by Holly Deo.
I got that gift certificate last week from the amazing listener.
Yes.
And that's what I picked up, was Dare to Prepare.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, about time
money
you got
well
that.
Spent.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Dare to Prepare, third edition by Holly Deo, and it is $40 at the Power Hour, normally $44.95. If you want a preparation book, and I'll tell you what, Josh has been preparing every day.
Every day we try to get some, something done.
Yes. He has been every single day. And we have The Watchers, number one DVD, and The Watchers 2 DVD, 1995 at the Power Hour also. Remember, the Four Season Harvest book is on sale. All the gardening books are on sale. The Bruce Fife books, everything to do with the coconut oil, coconut products on special, and the Aztec Wonder, which is the biochar. This stuff is incredible, listeners. The tomato plants that we did not use biochar did not do well. The ones we use biochar on are huge. The Chick Magic, which is chicken, organic chicken fertilizer, and the Key Stove that you can make your own biochar with, and it will basically feed your yard and garden for 100 years. I kid you not. Don't even have to replace it. A lot of people do every year, but about 100 years. It's incredible stuff. If you heard the program on that, I know you're impressed. And don't forget, you can get programs of the Power Hour on CD, such as this one today. Ask for the CD of today's program or any program that you hear at the Power Hour. And call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, for Youngevity products, if you're interested in Youngevity, that is 855-252-TEAM, 855-252-TEAM. And Dr. Wallach will be on the program tomorrow, so we're going to talk with him about what might be ailing you. We're talking to Dr. Stan Deo. We're talking to Stan Deo today about what's ailing the world right now, the weird weather that we're having. And you think that the weather is just going to get warmer and warmer in the summers. What do you kind of see coming for the winter that we're going to be having? Are we going to not have any snow this year? I mean, what do you see, Stan?
No, I think that you'll see hail and possibly snow in unusual places. The normal snowpack-dependent areas may not get as much because the climate is changing. However, if we do get snow in these areas, I think that it will be short-lived and turn into the floodwaters. A lot of these areas out west here that have been hit by fire are going to see a flash flood as the loosened soil and the ash and stuff from the burned forest starts to form this river of mud coming down. I mean, it's already been hitting Colorado Springs, the area there. And we'll hope we're on that subject of fire. Just one of my friends, Henry Hess, up there in the Springs, Colorado Springs, lived in one of the houses there that was, it came within 20 feet of jumping the road and hit his whole block. And they stopped it. Now, after the fire was out and they let him come back home to his house, he went walking up through the canyon there, and he found an unusual thing, which he turned into the police and then into the fire marshal. Nobody seemed interested in it, but it was a beer bottle with foam in the bottom of it, and it was packed with pine needles somebody had painstakingly put into the bottle and made a wick out of it. It was like a thing to, you know, start fires with. And it kind of, no one has told us yet what the cause of the fire was. They're still hanging out there with not telling us anything. But when you see something like this and they don't want to know about it from one of the guys that nearly got burned down, makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. That is not good.
Yeah, well, I didn't buy into this fact that maybe there was terrorists doing all this in the beginning when we had a little fire up there. It hadn't gone as big as it had. Then, you know, as time progressed, you know, it wasn't just random lightning strikes or this kind of stuff. It was happening on days. Fires were starting when there was no excuse for it. And when you have so many of them in this state and other states, you know, in Utah and whatever, happening at the same time, it does make you wonder why they're starting. And they're starting in the western states, which are not typically supportive of the current administration, which is another strange thing. And when we had that Colorado Springs fire, you know, we needed to have C-130 aircraft flying over and putting out, you know, or slowing the fire down with the fire retardants they drop out. We could only get two, and we had to get those on loan from Canada because the government had canceled, had stood down 58 of our C-130s that we use for firefighting in budget cut. So we had to actually borrow two of the four that were fighting it from Canada.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you got to worry.
These things are
essential to putting out fires like this.
Well, they've got a spraying squadron that does this in Ohio. I mean, they're known as the C-130 spraying squadron. I don't understand this at all.
We'll see how much of the squadron can actually be, you know, mobilized to get there. You know, I was beginning to think that maybe Obama was doing it to punish Colorado for some reason. I don't know why, because, yeah. I mean, they voted Democrat last time. But, you know, it was a day late and a dollar short getting here. And you know, the Springs had to pay money to the Canadians to get it down here.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, and then, of course, we all just kind of rolled our eyes after things are basically almost in control. The you know, Obama comes down here with his entourage to make, you know, a news bite, a sound bite, or whatever. And nobody was really happy about that.
Well, it just seems to me that there's so much more than we know about. I mean, are you thinking about all of this weather change in connection with the chemtrail-contrail issue?
Well, I think we've seen less chemtrails of late around here, but normally we get lots of them. They just screw up a beautiful blue Colorado sky frequently with these chemtrails. Now, originally, I know that the plan was, you know, Dr. Keller was using that to change the reflectivity of the planet, you know, to avoid heating in certain areas and others not, so that they could control the climate change. Another reason I'm pretty sure is it was also to obscure from satellite observation certain movements of things on the ground that they didn't want our potential enemies, other countries, to know about. And thirdly, you and I both know that some of these chemtrails in certain areas have been to run tests on populations of dropping bioagents down on to see what happens. So, you know, the chemtrails, I think at this point they may be just about to give up because we've reached a point where they're going to have to let it go. And with the news that we've been getting from people involved in various government agencies over the last, oh, probably 6 or 7 weeks, we have, you know, gotten common reports about something that's going to happen between now and October. And I asked one of my sources, well, kind of when? Is it going to be closer to now or close to October? And the source said, I'll say again, there's going to be a major solar event between now and October. That's all you get. So there is something that, you know, maybe that's why they're backing off the chemtrails, because they're going to go underground and wait it out. There are going to be a lot of fires if we get a big coronal mass ejection. It won't start the fires itself, but it'll cause arcing in our power grid, and it may, you know, ruin a lot of power transformers for several years before we could replace them. So people need to get their own little generators if they can, and some fuel. Solar cells, we're telling people if you've been putting the preparation off for later in the year, you better rethink it, because I think something serious is coming down the pike right now.
Well, it seems that there's more preparation for underground movement within the government that we're hearing about. So
yes,
that kind of fits. Well, just hearing that there's been more and more underground areas that appear to be created
opened
or
up.
Built or whatever. Yeah, opened up.
Well, I guess most of us that live on the surface will take our lumps, but I think that if you know where caves are and where people have got pretty much a good underground basement, that might not help. But there are a lot of caves around. If you know, you can look on the maps. I think Holly has a map shows the like dots in various states where they have a lot of caves. But when you go to find them, you find out a lot of them are federally owned. But even those, I mean, if you can get into them in your state, if things get really hot and a lot of stuff starts falling out of the sky, then whether it be asteroids or meteorites or whether it be hailstorms or whatever, go to those caves temporarily just for a week or two until that stuff passes.
Okay, let me just ask you. You say something major is going to happen between August and October. What are the options that it might be?
From what I can determine, it's a major solar event, which could be a large flare, a coronal mass ejection, maybe the sun getting very hot across the surface of it, changing its energy output, its irradiance factor. I don't know. Even the Hopi are getting ready for a hot sun. And if you look at biblical translations of prophecies in the end of this age, which we call the tribulation period, I think, it's saying that the light of the moon at night will be as the light of the sun during the day, which would mean, by you know, reference to the sun, that it would be seven times brighter. Now, that might be visible light versus heat, but I'm sure the infrared output of the energy spectrum from the sun will be much greater. And it does say in the Bible it will burn a third of the trees, a third of the green grass, not just the dry grass. And it will kill the fish in the ocean, and probably the surface fish will boil. you know, if that's what's coming, food, water, provisions are going to be at a premium. And as I said, if people are kind of thinking, well, later toward Christmas or toward the end of the year after the election, I'll get prepared if I need to, you better rethink that right now and be getting your freeze-dried foods, your water purification tablets or chlorine or whatever you're going to get, and some stored water. And I'd put it in an area underground if you got a basement or, you know, dig one. You know, it, and people are doing that up in the Springs at the, in the prep group, of the Highland Prep Group. They're helping their own members rebuild their homes that got burned down, and their teamwork, they're getting together and digging an underground storage area from like a cool store, but also a storm cellar for them to get in. So they're doing something proactive right now. I encourage everyone that can do it and get together little groups, do it. Get your preparations that you're planning done now.
So when you're talking in terms of a flare or a CME, or I think, was there a third one that you mentioned?
Just heating.
Well,
just the heating up?
Yeah, okay. The sun just generally may heat up and get brighter. I also think at one point during the next 7 to 10 years that we could possibly, in fact, I'd say in the next 5 years, we could possibly see what appears to be a lot of sunspots on the surface of the sun. And so many of them that there's more dark space on the sun than light space. It'd be like holding up a muslin cloth to the sun now, like a black one. And you'd see through the weave, but the little spaces between the weaves, but you would see a lot of dark spaces there. If that happened, there's another kind of radiation going to come out in the darkness. You won't want to be looking at it. There's just a number of options which are first-time things.
Okay, so what are the implications of a flare and a CME? What are the implications? How would that appear to us? What could we expect as far as damage from those things?
Well, we'll probably get, I mean, if the satellites are still working and the data is shared with the public, we'll get at least an 8-minute, a warning of several days in certain types of activity. But for radiation releases, we won't have things that travel at the speed of light. We won't have a warning unless, we won't have a warning. It'll just hit us within 8 minutes when it happens, and it'll be, you know, if you're on the sun side of the planet, you'll get it. I encourage people to have really good sunglasses with them all the time and to not look up when they see something unusual happening, to keep their eyes covered and their skin if they can from what does come down. As far as the solar wind and coronal mass ejection, these things blow off lighter electrons and protons normally, but they may be blowing off like iron atoms and stuff like that, heavier atoms, which may get in, you know, and mess up our electromagnetic field of the Earth and may contribute to the demise of our magnetic field of the entire planet. We know it's getting weak right now of its own accord. And if it goes to zero during all this trouble with the sun, we won't have an ionosphere protecting us. The magnetic field holds it in for us. If that disappears, you will definitely want to be hiding underground or away from sunlight until the magnetic field starts to build back up again in the reverse polarity. It'll start to shield us again. Without that shield, it is really going to be dangerous to be outside.
My wife and I have been preparing for a while now, and we've been noticing things with the sun that just seems strange. One, you cannot look up at it. I mean, you shouldn't look at the sun directly, obviously, but you can't even look in the general direction of the sun, and it seems, as the sun used to be a nice glowing yellow color, this is super white color, and the corona, or I guess the brightness around it is much larger. And also, my wife has, I tan very easily. My wife does not, however, and she spends a lot less time outside than I do. However, this year, because we homeschool and she's inside with the kids a lot, however, this year she, just in the past few days, has really darkened up. I don't know if that has, would that have anything to do with the different radiation or, you know, that's coming at us?
It could very well, but the brightness, that whiteness you're talking about is probably an increase in various ultraviolet spectra, which, we expect, and we know we've had some since 1992, but this is getting more intense. And don't, as you say, don't look at it, not even through sunglasses. Just know that it's changing its albedo, you know, its reflectivity, its light output and stuff like that, and cover up and use sunscreen.
Okay, now, it's recommended you get 20 minutes of time in the sun every day to get your vitamin D. Are you saying that you're recommending that people not go out in the sun now?
Well, I'd say I'd limit it. your skin's going to tell you, and your eyes. That blue whiteness that you're getting is ultraviolet, and that's dangerous for you. The skin, if you start to feel like pinpricks in your skin, get out of the sun. It's not healthy at that point. And I've been through something like that down in Australia when the ozone hole opened up over the West Australian border. And I was getting pinpricks through my clothes from the sun. And women that were hanging out their white linens on the wash lines there were crying and having to wear sunglasses to keep their eyes from watering. It was just a terrible, painful thing to your eyes from the ultraviolet penetration. When that goes planet-wide, it's going to be pretty bad. And if the ozone goes, the radiation that will get through will be lethal, over a period of time if you absorb it. There's an area you need to look at on the Internet and keep an eye on it as long as the Internet's up. Look at the South Atlantic Anomaly. The South Atlantic Anomaly. It's an area where there is a weakness in the ionosphere, a hole, and it lets through radiation underneath it. Now, it expanded a few, two or three years ago, and we were getting phone calls while it was happening. The edge of it hit some of the islands in the northeast part of South America, in the sea around that. And it was making children sick, nauseous, disoriented.
Hey, we got a three-minute break. We'll be back with Stan Deo after this three-minute break. You can start lining up for the phone calls at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, Josh, you're just encouraging it.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Oh, wicked, wicked.
Oh, man, Stan Deo music for you there at the Power Hour. Anyway, yeah, it's nice to have you here today, Josh. Thank you very much for the good music you're choosing.
Out of the sun.
Yeah. Anyway, we are talking to Sandeo today, and amazing information coming from him that is a little hard for a lot of people to take, especially if you haven't prepared. But if you want to prepare, get the book From the Power Mall by Holly Deo. Dare to prepare. It's time. It's past time, ladies and gentlemen, to get that book.
I say that one, and When Technology Fails is a good one as well to have around.
Yeah, that's basically when the sky falls and there's nothing left, how to restart everything again. Sandeo is our guest today, and we'll be taking your phone calls also to find out what your thoughts and concerns are at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. And I would say this is the time to get things like, if you want charcoal, living clay, Strauss heart drops. We've been putting a lot of those items on special so that you can get them, because I know a lot of people depend upon them for their lives. I mean, really depend upon them. So if there's items you depend upon, please get them now. And get them stored up. Get them on the way to you.
Yeah, and I've been saying, the past couple weeks, for some reason, in my spirit, I don't know what else to describe it, we are trying to be ready for whatever happens by the end of August. That's what something has been telling me. And so that's our goal. I would suggest setting a goal and then trying to meet that goal. Okay, having said that, Mr. Deo, I would like for you to discuss the video that was on your website about the energy pocket on the backside of the Earth, if you could.
All right. How long have we got before the next break?
We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. There is a video. If you go to the sandeo.com and scroll down to reach that microphone on the left, it's right next to the Power Hour link. At the end of that sentence about the Power Hour, there is a statement that says, click here to see show images. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a menu full of images. And in the third row down on the right, you will see Earth Magnetopause Mystery. And that is a video that a gentleman took off of the Internet before the government got rid of it so that you couldn't see it anymore. And what was strange, and you'll see in the video if you watch it, is that we'd all been following the solar wind and coronal mass ejections and flares and stuff. When they threw stuff at the Earth and impacted the Earth's magnetic field, the stronger it was, the redder it got. And we only saw them on one side of the planet, the sun side facing. But this particular burst was so energetic that it wrapped around backwards around the planet and formed a complete pressure bubble of electromagnetic energy, force around the Earth's magnetic field, which we had never seen before in all the years that we've been watching this stuff. And the Japanese supercomputer group that was showing us that stuff, that very day they took it down and said, oh, our lease ran out, so we couldn't do it anymore, and we don't have the archives for you to see it. And the archives for that period of time disappeared in the NASA and the NOAA figures. So this, what you see on this this movie here that the guy took off of YouTube or off of the screen is the only copy that we know of that survived in the public sector. It shows you a very anomalous thing, and he talks about it in the video. He narrates it, this civilian. So we do recommend that you have a look at that and understand that we're not blowing smoke at you. This is a real situation, and you're going to have to watch the NOAA, NASA, any of these people that are reporting solar wind, solar energy and stuff. Watch them daily if you have the opportunity, if you have the time. And when you see something anomalous, pull it down and make a hard copy of it, or at least, get it into your computer. Because
all right,
can't disappear.
We're going to be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. We'll take your phone calls. The lines are jammed right now for Sandeo. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour with Josh. We'll be right back.